News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The Michigan legislature has voted mostly along party lines in both the State House and Senate to repeal a decades-old law that guaranteed higher prevailing wages for construction workers on state finance projects. Governor Rick Snyder opposes the bill but is unable to veto it because it was initiated through a ballot drive. Michigan's become the fifth conservative-led state to annul its prevailing wage law since 2015. And Republicans say the law costs taxpayers more when school construction and other government projects could be done for less money. Democrats, union contractors, and others say the repeal initiative is an attack on workers, and the 1965 law ensured they were paid fairly and that quality work was done. Three alleged drug dealers are now locked up after a pair of raids this week. Here's Michael Arney.
The Southwest Enforcement Team arresting 40-year-old Ashley Wooden Monday in Benton Harbor. She faces four charges, including possession with intent to deliver cocaine and maintaining a drug house. Officers seized cocaine and two guns there. The next day, Tuesday, they arrested Corey Ballard and Tevin Lewis at a Benton Township home for allegedly dealing crystal meth. Ballard is also arrested for a probation violation. Lewis faces an additional charge of obstructing police. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
The auction of the Orchards Mall in Benton Township is being delayed. It was supposed to have been held online this week, but it's now scheduled for next Wednesday, June 13th. No reason has been given for the delay. We've reached out to the real estate firm that represents the mall owner, but we have not received a reply. The opening bid for the property remains $750,000, and the initial goal was to sell the mall and the land it's on for about $2.5 million. The owners narrowly escaped foreclosure by Berrien County the past 2 years for not paying the property taxes. Those have been paid on the deadline in both years, and he's still several years behind on the payments. City leaders in St. Joseph are hoping the North Pier will be a little safer now that 12 life rings to help prevent drownings have been installed. City Manager John Hodgson tells us the rings that come with throw bags and 90-foot ropes. A video explaining how to use the rings may be produced.
Just asking people, how would you want to throw those? Folks talk about throwing it like a frisbee or throwing it like a discus, and that's not actually a very good way to throw it. You should actually grab it and kind of toss it underhand like a softball or a bowling ball.
Hodgson tells us there are also signs out there to warn folks about abusing the rings.
It's actually a crime to tamper with a life-saving device. It's a misdemeanor if they simply tamper with it. If someone is injured through the absence of that life-saving device, it could be a felony.
Hodgson tells us the city did buy spares. For now, the St. Joe Department of Public Safety is handling maintenance of the life rings, although the Berrien County Sheriff's Department has offered to take on that role. The grand opening for the Humane Society of Southwestern Michigan's new animal shelter will be this Saturday. Humane Society Executive Director Jill Sabota tells us it's been a long journey to get the $2 million Yeager Family Pet Shelter on M139 in Royalton Township open. The animals and the staff have spent the past few weeks moving in.
It was getting our equipment over here that was the hardest, and then just setting new routines and protocols. That's been the hardest. And then obviously the design and the build phase was rough, but we made it through it.
Sabota tells us everyone's invited to the new shelter Saturday at noon for the ribbon cutting.
This is for the community, and I would just like to say that none of this would have been possible without the community support and encouragement to get us here.
Following Saturday's celebration, the Humane Society of Southwestern Michigan will return to its normal operating hours and days. Sabota tells us they're still raising money to pay off the new facility. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department is the recipient of a couple of awards from Assisted Patrol, a company that makes police equipment. Chief Deputy Robert Boyce tells us the Sheriff's Department submitted some ideas for a contest seeking new law enforcement investigative techniques.
We utilize some of their equipment and modern technology to assist our detectives in locating and apprehending individuals involved in some criminal activity here in Berrien County.
The Berrien County Sheriff's Department won the first and third place prizes in that national contest. Boyce couldn't tell us more about its submissions, though, because the information could be helpful to criminals. For its prizes, the Sheriff's Department won a total of $850 to be donated to a charity, and it chose My Cops, or Michigan Concerns of Police Survivors. That's a group that helps the families of police officers killed in the line of duty. And Benton Harbor area schools could be holding a major book giveaway for the community this summer. Interim Superintendent Patricia Robinson tells us the Board of Education will be asked next week to approve a plan to hand out thousands of brand new books through the summer lunch program.
All kids who come by this program, no matter who they are or where, we're giving books away.
The Board of Education heard about the plan at last night's work session. It will be paid for with Title I funds. Robinson says the plan is to have a teacher manage the book giveaway, although trustees wondered if there might be a less costly way to handle it. She says support staff are working on the scheduling and other logistics of the giveaway. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
J.P. Morgan, 110.37, up 2.53. Chemical Bank, 58.59, up 0.99. Cisco Systems, 44.26, up 0.59. General Electric, 13.64, down 0.16. IBM, 144.70, up 1. Microsoft, 102.49, up 0.30, also a 52-week high. Fifth Third Bank, or 31.65, up 0.68. Stryker, 179.77, up 2.55. Whirlpool, 147.60, down 0.84. XPO Logistics, 109.39, up 1.96. The Dow books their best day in 2 months, and the NASDAQ records its third straight record close Wednesday as a rally in bank shares and gains by technology stocks pushed them higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 346 points to 25,146. The NASDAQ gained 51 points to 7689, and the S&P 500 plus 23 points to 2772. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. President Trump has signed a bill expanding private care for the nation's veterans. A bipartisan $51 billion measure allows veterans to see private doctors if they don't receive expected treatment at the VA. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with the latest.
President Trump signed legislation Wednesday that will expand options for veterans to seek private health care outside of the Veterans Affairs system if the VA can't meet their needs in a timely manner.
All during the campaign, I go out and say, why can't they just go see a doctor instead of standing in line for weeks and weeks and weeks? Now they can go see a doctor. It's going to be great.
The bill is a follow-up to legislation passed in 2014 to address the scandal-plagued VA medical system after some veterans died while waiting to make appointments and be seen for treatment. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is breaking with President Trump, agreeing with others who say there's no evidence the FBI planted a spy in Trump's 2016 campaign. Now, Trump has insisted the agency planted a spy to, quote, help crooked Hillary win. After Trump repeatedly made that claim, even going so far as to dub it Spygate, there's zero evidence a spy was ever in the campaign. According to House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy, Paul Ryan now agreeing with him. ABC's Serena Marshall has the latest.
The latest Republican member of Congress to undercut the president's claim of Spygate, House Speaker Paul Ryan, telling reporters Wednesday,
I have seen no evidence to the contrary of the initial assessment that Chairman Gowdy has made.
Trey Gowdy, chair of the House Oversight Committee and often a defender of the president, spoke out against the claim a spy was embedded in Trump's campaign less than 24 hours after being briefed on highly classified details of the FBI's operation. Gowdy said at the time the FBI's decision to launch an informant on two campaigns aides was responsible. Ryan Wednesday, however, did add,
But I want to make sure that we run every lead down and make sure we get final answers to these questions.
Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
Fire Deputy Scott Peterson says President Trump has made him the punching bag, in his words, for the school shooting that killed 17 people in Parkland, Florida. Trump said Peterson, quote, didn't want to go into the school as students and teachers were being attacked, and even said Peterson, quote, doesn't love the children. Peterson said, and in part two of a Today Show interview aired on NBC today, that coward is, quote, the worst label you could have as a police officer, and it's just not true. The votes are still being counted in some House races in California. After yesterday's primary, the state's jungle primary, as it's known, mixing things up with the top two candidates moving on to November, regardless of their party affiliation. More now from ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
It was predicted that because so many Democrats were running, that votes would be spread thin among them and they might get shut out of some races. Based on numbers coming in, it does not appear Democrats will be locked out of any of the competitive House races here in California. In many of the races, one Democrat and one Republican qualified who will square off in November.
It's ABC's Alex Stone. Federal scientists say May shattered all kinds of heat records in the United States. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported today that May's average temperature across the U.S. was 5 degrees warmer than normal, and it broke the monthly record, which was set in 1934. Minneapolis even hit 100 degrees. Scientists say climate change played a role along with other factors. Just when you thought you were protected from credit card skimming, along comes shimming. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Since 2002, scammers have been snatching the data from the magnetic stripe on debit or credit cards with devices they had slipped onto gas pumps or ATMs. Newer cards were meant to defeat the ripoff artists.
I just have gotten used to inserting my chip,
says consumer advocate Mary Beth Stevens, who says shimming is catching up with skimming.
A shim is a very thin device that they put inside where you would insert your chip and it reads your information.
Possible solutions? Tap-and-go cards or mobile pay apps on your smartphone. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Record exports shaved the U.S. trade deficit in April for the second straight month, but compared to last year, the overall gap has widened. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
The trade gap widening, the Commerce Department showing the deficit for what Americans sell and buy overseas, up 11.5% from a year ago. That despite record exports for the month of April. Imports dipped 0.2%. When it comes to goods with China, the deficit deepened to $28 billion last month. The gap with Mexico narrowed to $5.7 billion. President Trump pledging to reduce the deficit, his imposed tariffs and calls to reset agreements have triggered countries like China to retaliate with its own fees on U.S. goods. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And 14 years after the original Incredibles killed it at the box office, the sequel is almost here. ABC's Jason Nathanson was on the red carpet last night for the premiere of Pixar's Incredible 2.
14 years is a long time between movies, so I asked Incredibles 2 star Holly Hunter.
Going to be worth the wait for fans, do you think?
Oh, totally. I mean, I think this movie has the ingredients that people really love to see, which is this family, first and foremost. And then there's superheroes. Second.
She plays Elastigirl, who can bend and stretch and do all kinds of cool stuff, but as a kid,
I wanted to be able to swim underwater without having to come up for breath. That was my dream.
Incredibles 2 hits theaters a week from Friday. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.